feel led today to do a word study about cure, C-U-R-E. I did it this morning. Every day, by the help of the Lord, I do a word study in Hebrew. Every day I do a word study in Hebrew. And I also do a word study in Aramaic. Jesus, to let you know, did not speak Greek, nor did he speak Hebrew. He spoke Aramaic. And the New Testament was written in Aramaic, and then later transposed into Greek, which gave us the Greek Bible. And when you look at it from the word study, a whole new light comes to bear. It's just marvelous when you look at the words themselves. And that's how I speak and teach. Been doing that for a long time. And recently, in the last year or so, I've really dug into, more than I ever have, the Hebrew. And recently, I started with the Aramaic. The Hebrew led me to the Aramaic. Because the ancient Hebrew came from a different language. It came from the language that there was actually two languages that was together in the ancient classical sense that generated the Hebrew language. And Hebrew kind of is like a like a language that floats. It's kind of floats around a little bit, and a lot of times there's no really solid word for Hebrew because it's coming from somewhere else, and it's variable. It depends on how you look at things. And so I've done some study on Hebrew for years and years, but the last year I've really begun to dig into it, the Hebrew word studies. Now, Grace Point has been, we have Hebrew songs all the time during our worship hour. They go on the screen a lot by Joshua Aaron and James Brock, others that are into Hebrew and actually are from Israel and sing in Hebraic. And we do that all the time, of course, as English. And so we've been doing that for a couple, 2, 3, 4, 5 years maybe. And the people are really in it. And I had one of the members ask me the other day about the language of certain things in the Word of God and where they come from. And I told them. The Hebrew, again, is classic. It's called classical Hebrew. And really, very few people speak that type of Hebrew today. I was taking Hebrew classes in a local synagogue right here. I went, there's a local synagogue that I was taking. They were given Hebrew lessons. And I went there on a Thursday afternoon about 2 o'clock and would study Hebrew with some of the people that are really involved with this. And it was marvelous. I found out an interesting thing. And they knew I was a pastor. Okay, a Christian pastor. And they knew that. And they welcomed. So we had 4 or 5 people from the church every Thursday in the Hebrew classes. And they gave us all kinds of stuff. And along the way, they brought out some things that was just confirming. I have my Hebrew books right behind me somewhere. And where they talk about Jesus as Rabbi, they called him Rabbi. Why did they call Jesus Rabbi? Why did they do that? Because Jesus did certain things. He was qualified for a rabbi. The first thing he did was that he read scripture. Rabbis read scripture. The second thing he did, and this is powerful, that he sung songs. He was a cantor. A cantor in a synagogue sings. He's the one that gets up and sings in Hebrew. Jesus did that. And Jesus was right there in the prophetic. So I learned that from a Hebrew teacher in Sebring in the local synagogue on a Thursday afternoon. Much more. It's just, I wrote that all down in my notes and we talked and he, our teacher, gave us some insight. And I love it. I do. So I began to learn the word studies of Hebrew more than I ever have. I've done that for ages. But the last year or so, I'm really getting involved with this every day. And then I picked up the other language of the Bible, the basic language, not Greek, but Aramaic, where Jesus spoke in, because he came from the north. Like all of the apostles, the disciples came from in and around Galilee. We know the story, Capernaum, they were fishermen up there, fine. Only one was from the south, and that was Judas Iscariot. He spoke in the dialect of the people in and around Jerusalem, which had a different dialect of Arabic. That's right. Northern people, Jesus spoke in the northern tongue. He spoke in the northern language. Remember Simon Peter? How about some proof? Okay, easy. Remember Simon Peter? Jesus going through the trials, and Simon Peter tries to deny that he ever knew him. And they said, we know you're from Galilee because your speech is giving you away. You are a Galilean, and you basically talk the way he talks, and you can't deny that you don't know him. See, that was a language thing. We're going to talk about a great passage of Scripture coming up. Just kind of bounce over it, because there's so many people sick and there's so many people going through so many things that this morning my word study was on that passage about the word cure. We're going to talk about it here in a few minutes. Oh, yeah, that's Hope Darst with number 47 in our lineup here. Okay, I'm just going to spend a few minutes here. We're not going to go really deep into this. We'll just kind of bounce along. I read this scripture this morning, Jeremiah 33:6. Says, behold, I will bring it health and cure, and will cure them, and will reveal unto them the abundance of peace and truth. Behold, I'll bring it health and cure, and I will cure them, and will reveal unto them abundance of peace and truth. And that's what, that was the verse of the study. And the study came with the word cure. Behold, I'll bring it health and cure. Well, the word cure there is a word that we're very familiar with, because we're familiar with the passages where it talks about Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Rapha. God is our healer in Exodus 15:26, Isaiah 53. And so you look at that, I am the Lord thy God that healeth thee. Or cure. Cure is translated heal, restore, prosperity, repair, pardon, render whole. And it's also translated health. Behold, I'll bring it health. Health is that restoration and the cure, but it has a sense of creating longevity. Creating longevity. So God's saying that it means both. It can mean both. It can mean salvation, of course, and it can mean something else than that. You see, you have to consider what's going on in the scripture, the context of the verses, to get the real meaning of those verses. A lot of folks just kind of, you know, bounce around a little bit. You know what I'm saying? They just bounce around, bounce around, bounce around. And because Hebrew is, again, more than one thing. Sure, it could be forgiveness of sin. Absolutely, it could be. Absolutely, it could be. And it is. But it absolutely can be physical healing. I read this too in my other study in the Aramaic. That was really grand. It's where a story of a rabbi that is on the way to visit a person in the hospital that's very ill. That's very ill. And so he goes up there to pray. Okay? We know that, right? So he goes up there to pray. And when he's there, before he does anything, he says, prepare this man a meal, full meal. Now, what's interesting about this is that the man he was praying for was dying. It was absolutely, he was going to die. I mean, he was in that moment that he didn't have long to live. And so the rabbi, and this is so grand, the rabbi says, prepare him a full meal. And the hospital says, wait a minute, he don't have long to live. He said, prepare him a full meal. So they went and got his tray. You know how hospitals are. And they brought this full meal to him, the man in the room. And the man was very ill. He was basically on his deathbed. He was on his deathbed. That's where he was. And the man was also in a coma as well. The doctor said, we can't do anything for this guy. There's nothing he can do that would alleviate the problem of this man dying in this hospital. Not a thing. Now take a moment in this situation. Look at this situation. Just take a moment right here and think about this, because we've been around this many times, right? So what he's talking about is, how are we healed? How are we healed? And when you understand that, it changes everything. It really does. When you understand the word study of these words in this passage in Jeremiah 33:6, when you really get a hold of that, when you understand it, it's so powerful. And again, I read this this morning, and I said, Lord, this is the verse of the day right here. I'm going to pray that for sick folks today. And I've already done that for Kent Rogers. I've already done that for Pastor Goria in Pakistan. I'm going to begin to do this because I understood some things. I saw some things in Jeremiah 33:6, behold, I will bring it health and cure. I will cure them and reveal unto them the abundance of peace and truth. And I saw that this morning in my word study devotions. I said, that's it. That's the healing we need. It's right there in front of us. Because the word cure, again, is used with Jehovah Rapha, meaning, I am the Lord thy God that healeth you. I am the Lord thy God that healeth thee. Again, from Exodus 15:26 and Isaiah 53. So we know that the word cure means prosperity, healing, restore, repair. A lot of times people need repairing of things in their body. Their heart, their lungs, their stomachs. Their eyes, they need repairing. It also means forgiveness, pardon, render whole. And the word health also comes from a word which means restore and cure. So as we do this today, as we look at, and people are joining us from all over the world, Gloria's online right now. Gloria, we're believing God for you and what's going on over there with your pneumonia. And I think Kent Rogers, I think Cindy's on right now, I believe. We're believing God for you and all the other listeners that are listening right now on Grace Point Radio, the Freedom Program. This is for you. Now that word, Jehovah, we know it means God. And Lafay means somebody, how you look at it means forgiveness of sin. I am the Lord God that can forgive you of sin. But it says God is our healing. That's what it means. That's what it means. And the more I looked at this morning, I began to look at some areas that I haven't thought about in a while. Have not thought about these. Because like I say, every morning I do a Hebrew word study and I also do an Aramaic word study. One for the Old Testament, one for the New. So there's great debate about that word cure. Because the way it's spelled, and we're not going to get into that, but the way it's spelled in absolutely three letters, Resh, P, and Alpha. And it actually means inspiration of God. Now look at this. Look at this. I began to read something here. And I began to read how in the Middle East, how they make rugs, the weavers. And I'm not going to give you a history on the Middle East. And I began to read about how they create carpeting. And what they do is that they take a garment and they attach the garment to a pole and attach rocks to the garment. And they stretch the garment left to right, up and down. So the garment is stretched out as tight as possible. Top to bottom, left to right. And see, and what they're doing is that then they take a needle and they stretch the area where the garment has been damaged. And they go in there with this needle. It's probably like a knitting needle or something. And they take the damaged thread and they pull the damaged thread out while leaving the other threads around that garment intact. So you just imagine, they just pull it out. They just pull it out. And then when that's done, they take a brand new garment, right, thread into that garment. And they tighten it in place. Tighten it in place. And the rocks that stretch the garment, when it's released, come together. The top rock, the bottom rock, left and right. Excuse me. They all come together. Think of a rubber band, top to bottom, stretched rubber band vertically and a stretched rubber band horizontally. And you let it go and the bands come together, smack, smack, and they strike one another. And what happens is when they strike one another, that new thread inside that garment becomes incorporated in the garment with the other garments, left to right, bottom to top. That's why the word that we use for healing, Jehovah Lafay, also means repair, restore, sew, S-E-W, weave. And it means to fix something up. It means create something new. And something is made. And then it also means something that has been added to the old. And that's the new thread going into the garment. So when the garment is released, the rock, top to bottom, left to right, all of rubber bands, if you please, snap together, snap. And that thread becomes incorporated into that garment, and it's been added. They would say that the garment has been cured.